Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, President Obama condemned the attacks today in his historic address in Cuba.
The thoughts and the prayers of the American people are with the people of Belgium, and we stand in solidarity with them in condemning these outrageous attacks against innocent people.
The president mostly focused, though, on his vision for Cuba. Let's turn there. Patrick Hidalgo was at that speech. His parents fled Cuba in 1961. He and his sister Bibi are active in reinstating relations. He also was director of the White House Business Council, now co-founder of the business strategy firm Future Partners, and full disclosure, was my tenant while attending Harvard's Kennedy School. Patrick, the president's speech, is this what you've long envisioned?
The speech was really phenomenal. It was beyond my expectations. I didn't think it would happen so soon, but it was really an excellent and meaningful and well thought out, you know, sort of journey of where we've been between the history of these two countries and where we are now and where we could go in the future, especially the relationships between the people in both countries.
Well, but he also set out the differences between the countries. Cuba's a socialist country. America has, free markets. He said that entrepreneurship lets people innovate while still being themselves. Being self-employed and starting a business doesn't mean being more American. It can mean being more Cuban. How is that going to go over? Tell us, you know, what people think in Cuba about business.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, there's a mixed reaction here. I think in general, there's an enormous sense of interest, of happiness that the president is here. A lot of people say, well, we want to see what's going to happen in our lives. There's very much a focus on the day-to-day existence, on getting to a place where you can live off of more than just a $20 a month salary from a typical state job. So there's an interesting mix of appreciation and hope, as well as some cynicism and a realization that a lot has to happen here now. The next steps are really with the Cuban government to make some significant changes, and it's all up to them.
Well, and in fact, you've explained to us that there's a list of something like 200 businesses that people can have in Cuba that are okayed by the government.
That's right. That's right. So they've taken steps in the last few years. If you talk to folks from the U.S. that come to Cuba, you'll always hear about the casa particulares, which are basically Airbnb type homes, bed and breakfast, people renting their rooms in their homes, and paladares, which are the names for the independent restaurants, which are getting really good, actually. So that's been around for a while. And then a few years ago, they opened up a list that included about 200 different types of work, some of which is good. It was a good step. Some of which people look at it with some cynicism because some of the jobs were included being a clown and being a knife cutter and things that are extremely specific and small and won't lead to that much wealth creation or job creation. So, you know, professional services are not there, for example, is my understanding. There's a lot of things that we take for granted in the U.S. that they haven't broached yet here, and they haven't allowed people to legally build businesses in these areas. And that's absolutely critical for the economy to open up here and for people to tap into the opportunity that's going to be generated now from all this demand coming from the U.S.
Well, you're talking about opportunity, but do you worry, Patrick, that Cubans will be taken advantage of? You're born in America. You're trying to build this bridge back to the country that your parents fled. But Americans are pretty savvy in the way of, business. Do you worry that Americans will flood Cuba and rather than Cubans having entrepreneurial opportunities, it will be Americans, you know, kind of taking over?
I do. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, you know, a lot of people, you hear Anthony Bourdain, for example, on his CNN show on Cuba say, oh, too bad in a few years we're going to have Starbucks everywhere and Marriott's and whatnot. The problem with that is if you ask the Cuban people what they want it, right? They want more activity. They need foreign investment. They need the know-how and the capital and the demand that's going to come from abroad. So for us to kind of deny them that or lament that, it can come off, right, as a little bit, you're not listening to the Cuban people on the ground. At the same time, I agree 100%. It's got to be done in a way that preserves the natural identity, the beauty of the culture here, that really harnesses the unbelievable entrepreneurial spirit that you see from Cubans that are just, they're used to resolviendo, as they say, which is just, you know, resolving and hustling in the American parlance. And so that spirit is here. and it has to be captured. I had a chance to talk to some American entrepreneurs that were here and that did a forum yesterday with President Obama. One of them was the chairman of a company called Kiva, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with, but they it's a platform where you can invest in, you know, micro entrepreneurs in developing countries. And that's phenomenal. I could just imagine people from all over the U.S. seeing, you know, learning about different opportunities to help Cubans here on the ground and really getting into that and really playing a meaningful bridge role. But yeah, you know, do I cringe when I see a 1958 Cadillac go by with a bunch of Americans, you know, just laughing and kicking their heads back? And then I think, oh my God, there could be thousands of these on the road. And I hope it's not just that, right? It has to be so much more than that.
Cuban-American Patrick Hidalgo in Havana today. Patrick, thank you.